I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1473, Under His Wings. We know the meaning of that metaphor, don't we? We talk about taking someone under our wings, usually to protect them, or to teach them something that we know that they don't know, to show them the ropes, or just to welcome them in. That phrase, however, is an ancient one. As Jesus was making his way to the cross, he said it, and he meant it, and he lamented that for those in Jerusalem it didn't happen. Let's see this on the eve of Good Friday. What does it mean to be under his wings? T2G is about the greatest loves, loving God and loving others. Of course, we see the ultimate love displayed on the cross, and we're getting there. Here we ask the question, however, what if that kind of love weren't just God loving us, but God loving through us to those around us? In ancient Judaism, there was this idea that converts to Judaism now come under the wings of God's presence. And Jesus, on the way to the cross, uttered these words in Matthew 23:37. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. Here Jesus is comparing himself to God. But if you don't know the Bible background, baby, as I talked about yesterday, you might miss it. Luke 2:12 gives us some history of that phrase. It says, may the Lord repay you, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Or Psalm 91:4, God will cover you with his feathers and you will find refuge under his wings. And then we get this allusion in Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. The ancient Jewish tradition said, and I quote, where two or three are gathered for the study of God's law, the Torah, there will be God's presence among them, end quote. Jesus is claiming to be the very presence of God. Consider your images of God. While Scripture puts forth all kinds of images of God as breath and wind and fire and cloud, can you be honest with yourself today? What really comes to your mind when you think of God? For many, God is a benevolent giant who's too busy for them, a clever boss who pulls the rug out from under them just when they thought they knew what was going on, or a hard-nosed teacher who demands much of them. Can you think today about what drives your images of God? What do you routinely think about God, even if you don't tell anyone else at church? So if you were going to finish this sentence, God is the kind of being who, what would you say? I wonder, podcast family, what it would be like if today we saw God as a loving Father wanting to draw us under his wings. Here's the great question. If God is calling you to come under his wings, what kind of protection, welcome, emotion, teaching would you want to experience while you're there? Let's pray this old hymn as our prayer of thanks. Under his wings I'm safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him, I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me and I am his child. Under his wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment! There will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1474. And in the meantime, to come back to the cross and this phrase, N.T. Wright wrote, Jesus replies that nothing will deter him from his destiny in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is where all the prophets die. And while Jesus longs to gather the city under his wings, like a hen gathering her chicks to protect them, he knows that rejection awaits him when he gets there. This saying is remarkable both for Jesus' obvious self-identification as a prophet, as more than a prophet, to be sure, but not less, and for the implicit understanding of Jesus' forthcoming death. Judgment is coming upon Israel, and Jesus, like a hen protecting the chicks, is determined to take its full weight on himself. Today, friends, soak in the truth that in Jesus, you are under his wings.